Video, I'll demonstrate how you can maximize the efficiency of your screen real estate utilization by using the resizable control extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. To get started, I've preloaded an ASP.NET page in Visual Web Developer Express here, and there's actually no active content, so there's nothing Ajax enabled here. There's actually no programmatic code, client or server side. It's just static HTML content in an ASP.NET page. So if I go ahead and run the page as it is, you'll notice that there's no click event on the image here, and if I highlight the text here, you can see that there are no links embedded, so there are no actionable items on this page at all. It's just markup. And if we hop over and look at code, this is our entire page. Notice here we've just got text and HTML content. I have included a cascading style sheet file that has some CSS classes that we'll use. Also, this is ready to be Ajax-enabled, so there's an instance of the script manager on the page, but there's no client-side logic and no Ajax-enabled logic yet. The only ASP.NET controls besides the script manager are, I have an ASP.NET panel control, which I've named panel image, and then inside that panel I have an image control, and the image control has an image URL of this Ajax GIF file, which is this ASP.NET Ajax logo here. And that's it. And then to get started, we'll just add an instance of the resizable control extender. So if we scroll down in my Visual Studio Toolbox to the Ajax Control Toolkit tab that I created when I installed the toolkit, I can go down and I can grab the resizable control extender, drop an instance of it on the page. Well, as I mentioned, I prefer the shorthand version of the XML syntax, so I'm going to go with that. And I'm also going to do some formatting to get all the elements visible in a single screenshot. Now we can start to program all of the various parameters that are required by the resizable control extender. So the first thing that we need to do is specify what the target control ID is going to be. This is the control that we want to extend and make resizable. So in our case, it's going to be this panel that we've named panel image. Right. Now, if I'm programming against this control from my code behind, in my case, because this is a VB project, it would be Visual Basic, I would reference this control using the resizable control extender, using this name, resizable control extender 1. However, I might also want to program against this control's behaviors with client-side logic. So in order to do that, I need to specify a behavior ID. And so I'm going to do that, and I will call it, I'm just going to cut and paste here, and rather than resizable control extender 1, I'm just going to call it resizable control behavior 1. And as you see, this will let us program against this from this resizable control extender from our client-side JavaScript code. Now the next thing I need is a couple of CSS classes. The first CSS class I want is I want to be able to specify a CSS class for the whole container so that while I'm actively resizing the control, like picking up a corner and resizing it with the mouse, that the visual appearance of that area, in our case the panel, will change a little bit to let me know that I'm resizing it. So I'm going to set the resizable CSS class to panel image. So and that's just because we're resizing the panel that contains the image. The other thing that I want, though, is I want to specify a CSS class for the handle, all right? And the handle being the thing that I can mouse down on and then use to drag and resize the control. So let's use the CSS class handle image. And again, these are just class names in the stylesheet.css file that I included by referencing here. The next thing that I want to do is I want to include some bounding constraints for this panel that I'm going to allow to be resizable. So I don't want to give the user sort of completely unbridled constraint. I want to be able to say it can only go this small or it can only grow to be this big. So in order to do that, I'm going to set minimum height and width and maximum height and width. So let's start with, we'll set a minimum width equal to 50 pixels and set minimum height equal to 25 pixel. And then of course I need to set maximum. So we'll set maximum width equal to oh, let's say 250, and then maximum height equal to, well, about 170. Now, the other thing that I can do is I can set handle offsets. So I can offset the x and y coordinates of the handle just a little bit. And it's not necessary, but just for the purpose of the demo, let's set x and y offsets of 3 pixels. Okay. And with that, let's go ahead and run what we've done so far. So you can see this little hand image here. We have this hand image because we specified that the handle CSS class was going to be handle image. And if we go ahead and look at our style sheet, if we go and look at the handle image CSS class, in addition to the other attributes, we've included a background image that includes this handle hand PNG graphics file. So that's why we get that. The other thing you notice is that as soon as I put the mouse over that, I can resize. There's also something missing here, and that's the wrong name. So what I really want this to be is resizing image. Now let's go ahead and run that again. It's one of the tricky things about the client-side debugging is that you don't get the same sort of error diagnostics. Now that we've use the right CSS class, notice how as soon as I put the mouse on top of the handle there, we also get the resizing image, so the whole panel gets this green border of a few pixels. And as long as I'm doing the resizing, we get that change in the visual appearance. Right? And then as soon as I mouse away from it, that goes away. So it's that easy to get started, allowing the user to do explicit resizing, but we might want to do programmatic resizing. So we can do that in one of two different ways. In addition to using the mouse and letting the user manually drag and resize these controls, the other thing that we can do is we can resize this area programmatically, either on the client or on the server. So you might immediately question why you might want to do that. So let's take both client and server resizing separately, and just I'll give you a single scenario where you might consider doing that. In terms of resizing based on the client, so writing some JavaScript code in order to resize the area, in this case it's our panel that contains the image, you might want to do that because we're building Ajax style applications here. So maybe we're going to let the user take some action on the screen which will result in an Ajax service call, so call back to the server that will return some new content. And while we're waiting for that service call to return, the user's taken some action that has predicated that service call. But while we're waiting for that new content to be returned, we can use the client-side code to resize some of our user interface to make room for that new content that's going to be retrieved from the server. So that's one sort of interesting thing that you could do. It might be less apparent, though, why you would want to use server-side logic to resize your client-side real estate. But think about this scenario. What if when the user does whatever they're going to do in the user interface to trigger that Ajax client call, what if we don't know how much content's going to get returned? Maybe we're going to return content that gets retrieved from a SQL Server database, and the number of bytes of content could vary greatly. Maybe what I want to do is on the server, as soon as I retrieve that SQL record, I can find out how many bytes of HTML content or text content are going to be returned, and then use server-side logic to do a calculation to determine exactly how I need to resize things back on the client. And that's best handled back there on the server. So using this control extender, we have the flexibility to not only just let the user do it with the mouse, but to do it programmatically through client or server logic. So to begin with, let's add some client-side logic, and then we'll try the server-side version. So in order to do that, the first thing we're going to need is some clickable events, or some client-side events, I should say. In our case, they're going to be clickable. So to do that, I'm going to go up to the panel that contains the image, and this is the thing that we've been resizing. And I'm going to add a new div here, and this div is going to be used to contain the controls that are going to generate the events that we're going to handle to do the resizing. And we're going to use a class to decorate that with, and it's going to be this one, control box. And you can see it's just specifying a width and a float orientation, and, as well as a dotted gray border. So just to give it a little bit of a unique unique look. So that's the class that we're going to use. And the actionable items are going to be link buttons. So let's go ahead and grab one of those. And two things I'm going to do here. First, as I mentioned, I prefer not to use the longhand version of the XML syntax, so I'm going to use a shorthand version. The other thing is I'd rather not use static text here. I prefer to use the text attribute, which I find more elegant syntax and makes it easier to programmatically manipulate the text there. So the first button is just going to be a standard submit button. I'm going to add a line break to do a little formatting. And then I'm going to use the magic of cut and paste to create a couple more instances of these link buttons. And this one we'll use to shrink the content area, and this last one we'll use to grow the content area. And we're going to grow via client-side code. Now, in order to do that, we're going to have to specify a client-side event handler. So we're going to say on client click, and we're going to specify the name of the JavaScript function that we've yet to write that will handle this event. So we're going to say on client click grow. Now, one mistake that's kind of common here is that if we just left this like this, it would actually work, but it would cause a postback to the server, and that's not what we want. So just a little JavaScript specific, we need to specify that we're going to return the results from this JavaScript function call. And it's a common mistake, and it's difficult to debug. So let's grab this name, because we need to implement this in client-side code. So to do that, we need to include a client-side script block. So we'll do that, and of course the type is going to be text JavaScript. And let's just fix our alignment here. And here we can say function onClickClientGrow. And this is where we can implement the logic that will determine how much we're going to resize the resizable panel. So in our case, the first thing we need a variable to contain a reference to the resizable control behavior. So we'll dim up a var. We'll call it RCP for resizable control panel, and we'll use the find method to get a reference to the control that we want to resize. But remember, I said that if we were accessing this control extender from server-side code, we would use its ID. But since we're referencing it from client-side, what we're really referencing is the behavior. So I'm going to grab the behavior ID, and that's what we're going to find. Now that I have a reference to our resizable control's behavior, the next thing I want to do is create a local instance of the size so that I can resize my control by a factor of itself. I know that probably sounds confusing, but basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to take whatever the current size is and I'm going to double it. So to do that, I want to grab the current size. So I'll say var size equal RCP, which is the reference to the control, dot get size. Now that I have it, now I can reset it. So I'm going to say RCP dot set size. Right, so this is where we're going to set the size to be whatever we're going to calculate it to be. And to do that, we're just going to return a sort of style formatted width and height. So we're going to specify that the width is going to be equal to size. Remember, size is the local variable that I have that contains the current size of the resizable panel. So I'm going to say width size dot width times 2. Right? So we're just going to double the width. And while we're at it, we're going to double the height. So let's say height size.height times 2. And just take a quick double check look at my syntax here. Okay? And then the other thing that we want to do, because we don't want to actually post back, we're just going to return false from our JavaScript function here. And if I haven't made any syntactical mistakes, we should be ready to shrink, or I should say grow via client. So notice, as I click on the grow via client, we get the resize of our panel, but without any postback, so very Ajax-y. That's resizing with client-side events. Now let's add resizing with server-side events. So just for the sake of consistency, let's go ahead and say shrink via server, and let's double click on that link button to generate a server-side event handler. And now in that server-side event handler, we'll just simply do the inverse of what we did in the client-side code. So we'll say dim s as system.drawing.size. Equal, and remember what we're grabbing here is the resizable control extender, so let's grab that ID and program against it. And actually we're looking specifically for the size. Oops. And now that we have a local instance, we can set the size of the resizable control extender to a factor of itself, only in this case we'll do the inverse. So again, we're going to be setting this to an object of type system.drawing.size, and it's going to take two parameters, the height and the width. So let's specify first the width, and we're just going to divide by 2 since we're shrinking. We're going to do the inverse of what we did when we grew, and specify the height. Again, dividing by 2. And now, if we go ahead and run our application, we can grow via the client and shrink via the server. Right? So now that we've got the client and server resizing in place, let's see if we can't extend our application a little bit further by adding some additional processing logic in the form of a on-client resize event. So what we're going to do here is we're going to add an event handler so that whenever this control, the target ID, the target control for our resizable control, whenever resizing takes place, we're automatically going to fire off an event. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to specify the name of a JavaScript function that we want to fire. So we're going to wire up the on-client resize, and as you can see from IntelliSense, there's actually lots of different events that you can wire up to. And we're going to call this on-client resize image. So that's going to be the name of our client-side function in JavaScript. All right, so let's find our JavaScript code and shell that out. Now, in our case, we didn't do anything with client-side events before, but with client-side arguments before. But in this case, this on-client resize event passes some arguments. So we're going to use sender and event args. Now, one of the things that we're going to do here is what we're going to do for our on-client resize image event handler is we're going to display in our user interface the date and time that this panel was last resized. So in order to do that, we're going to need a place to put that content. So let's do that by adding a paragraph, and because we're going to set it programmatically, we need to give it a programmatically accessible ID. So we'll call that last resize. We'll give it a default value, last image resize. Unknown. Now, I'm giving this a default value, but in as a point of fact, we shouldn't ever see this message because the resizing event fires when the page originally gets drawn. So in all likelihood, we won't ever see that. Now, let's grab the name that we're going to program against, and now we can go down here and program against the onClient resize event. So to do that, we're just going to say let's get the inner HTML of the last resize and set it equal to, and we'll just grab this here, actually let's give it something a little bit. Image resized, and then to that text let's append the current date and time. So let's say new date to string. Okay, let's go ahead and run that. And we say, yeah, so somewhere along the line I have made a mistake. Let's go in and do some debugging. Oh, do you see the mistake? I wonder if that didn't generate a JavaScript error. Yes. Easy to miss here. Although the message isn't very detailed, the problem here is that I've missed a closing paren. So if we go in here and close that paren, now we should be able to run the application and get a better set of results. All right, so notice we never actually saw the default message. Just say image resized, and here's the complete date. Notice there's not quite enough room to display it all on one line. But now if we say grow via client, notice this is at 16:55:10. That gets resized, so it's 15 seconds later. Wait a few more seconds and then say shrink via server. Notice it shrinks via the server. The image resized time gets reset. Now, obviously, that's not a very Ajax-y response when we're doing the resizing on the server. You might want to get a little bit more clever in terms of whether you use an update panel or a secondary service method or something to keep the Ajax look and feel. But what we've done now is we've added mouse resize events, client resize event, server resize event, and resizing event handlers. And next, let's get just a little bit more complex in terms of the kinds of things that you can do with resizing event handlers. So we can actually get pretty clever about how we manipulate the content on the client side. So to do that, let's start to expand our application a little bit. So I'm going to go back up to my content, and I'm going to find this section here. And what I want to do here is I'm going to add another panel. And so let's go into my toolbox and grab a standard ASP.NET panel control. And what I'm going to do here is just add. I'm going to get rid of the sizing. This is another sort of common thing that a common bug that I get emailed with, or not a bug so much as a people drag a panel control and they want to do dynamic resizing of that panel, but what they forget is that when you drag a panel out of the toolbox and drop it on your page, you get default dimensions, and if you've hard coded those dimensions, which the tool does for you automatically, then dynamic resizing may not work. So we want to get rid of that height and width that gets specified there. And then here I'm just going to add some text. So we're going to say this text resizes itself to be the me the maximum possible within container. You've got an idea what we're going to do here. Is we're going to add a little logic that lets that automatically changes the font size of the content that's contained here in this panel, panel one, which we're going to rename to be panel text, to be the largest possible font size that will so that it will be as large as possible to read, but all of the text will be visible inside the container, right? So the next thing we're going to do is, now that we've got that panel that we're going to expand, I'm going to use cut and paste to grab the instance of the resizable control extender. And we're going to create another instance. All right, so we're going to define a different resizable control extender to resize that text area that we just defined. And we're not going to resize the image panel. We're going to resize the text panel that we just defined. And we're going to give it its own behavior identifier, which will be behavior 2. We're going to use different CSS classes, obviously. So instead of the ones for the image, we're going to use the ones for the text. So we'll be resizing text and handle text. And we'll get rid of those offsets. We don't care about those. And then we're going to change the min maximum width. So we'll set the minimum width to be 100 and the minimum height to be 50. And then we'll set the maximum width to be, let's say, 400. So we can make this pretty big if we need to. This is a great a feature that you can add for to improve the accessibility. So for folks that might have a vision impairment. And we'll leave the height, maximum height at 170, and we're going to wire up an onClient resize event handler that we'll call onClient resize text instead of image. Okay, so we now have that second extender defined. We've wired it up to the second panel that we defined that contains the text. Now we just need to implement the function. To handle resizing that text, and again, we have the arguments of sender and event args. There's one thing we're going to need here. We're going to need a variable to hold the font, reset the font size, and we'll start with a default font size of 12. Now, rather than force you to watch me fat finger all that JavaScript, I'm just going to cut and paste, and we'll just take a quick look at it. This is sort of a tricky little bit of JavaScript, but what we're basically doing here is getting a reference to the sender, of course, and then we're going to basically iterate through font sizes. Right, so we're going to increase the font size one piece at a time, and obviously this isn't tremendously efficient, but it works. And we're going to resize until it's too big, till the text is too big to fit inside the area that contains it. And then last scroll and width here, and we're just going to then make the font smaller. We're going to basically just drop it down a little bit until the whole thing fits. And there's a little bit of specific JavaScript in here if somebody's coming to us from an Opera browser, and this even though browsers have really come a long way to be compatible, there are still some incompatibilities, minor ones, and this is an example of one of them. So having done this, right? So basically, we're just going to use this to scroll up until the text doesn't fit, and then ratchet the size back down until it does fit within the container. So let's go ahead and try it. And notice that here's that text, starts out small, and as I make it larger and smaller, right, so sort of clever. Oops. So that's It's pretty slick. It's that easy to add functionality to really improve the efficiency of your screen utilization by using the resizable control extender that ships with the ASP.NET AJAX control toolkit. Hopefully, this shows you not only the simplest way of doing this by using mouse drag events, but by really giving you the power to be able to do client and server side resizing, as well as attach event handlers to do real time calculations, so that you can really develop a rich internet application user interface.